Proclamation number 6949 of 19th of October, 1957. Occasion of God's address. The living evidence of my love is the word which comes to you from above as a direct emanation from me. For I speak to you because I love you and also want to win your love. Eternal, everlasting love unites me with my living creations, and this love also wants to express itself. It is not satisfied that it sustains you, that it ensures your existence. It wants to communicate itself to you. It wants to give you proof that the highest, most perfect being which created you is also constantly connected to you. It wants you to desire this being, your God and Father, and likewise to re-enter the firm bond which you once severed. And that is why I reveal myself to you. That is why I speak to you humans again and again. That is why you hear my word from above. If my love for you had diminished due to your former apostasy, the great distance from me would certainly be reason enough for me to keep silent towards you, because it was you yourselves who distanced yourselves from me. But my love for you cannot ever diminish, and the further you distance yourselves from me, the more eagerly I endeavor to fetch you back to me again, which is precisely the explanation for my greater than great love. But you humans cannot grasp what it means for a being to possess my unlimited love. Nor can you imagine what effect this love would have on yourselves if you reciprocated it, if you pushed towards me again with the same love as you did in the beginning. You live in a world which hardly knows love anymore. You yourselves are only willing to love to a small extent. You also make no attempt to test the strength of love because you don't know that love is strength in itself. And in your ignorance you keep yourselves distant from the source of love from which you could draw strength in abundance. And if I want to remedy this ignorance of yours for the time being, then I myself must speak to you and enlighten you. And this alone is proof of my love for you, that I want to help you achieve a happiness which is still completely unknown to you. If I wanted to leave you as you are, then I would not need to speak to you, but then you would eternally live in ignorance, thus in darkened spirit, and you would not be happy, for darkness is not happiness. But I created blissful beings out of my strength of love, which my love constantly permeated and always gave them new happiness, because my love cannot help but give itself away. But you, as beings which have fallen away from me, are deprived of this happiness, but you will never need to do without my love. And this love tries to shape you again such that it can also give you gifts again without being rejected. Such a gift of love is also my word spoken to you from above, which wants to give you a glimmer of light, which shall touch your hearts and open them for the flow of my love. I only address you because you humans doubt a connection with the higher being, with the being who created you. Because you have isolated yourselves so much from this being that you already doubt his existence. Yet my address shall prove myself to you, for I will not let go of you even if you still resist. My love follows you, and my love will prove itself to you again and again without exerting any coercion of will upon you. But the strength of my love will nevertheless touch you one day, and you will voluntarily surrender to it. But you shall always have the opportunity to recognize your God and Father. You shall be able to take notice of his never-ending love through the word which I myself convey to earth. For it will become increasingly more difficult for people to believe in a God of love and mercy, because they lack all light. Because people themselves give access to error rather than truth, and because only truth can spread true light. My word from above, however, is truth. It is the light in which I myself can also be recognized and loved, and which I therefore will ignite again and again in order to win my living creation's love. Amen.